Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today in the Startup Chat, I forced my man, Heaton Shah, to talk about product prioritization.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
He's been teaching all of you people how to build better products on producthabits.com. For those of you that are not on the email list yet, pause the podcast right now, type in the URL on your phone, put in your email address. It's the most valuable email you'll get to learn how to build better products. So you've published a bunch of stuff on how to do prioritization of products. That's probably why why I had to strong arm him to do this episode. But I know that some people still need to hear it from you in a different format. So let's quickly bang out an episode of this. People have a product, an MVP, some kind of a version. There's a huge list of ideas they have, of things they want to build. There's a huge list of things that customers tell them to do. There is the potential to look at, should we be improving our current features that are not quite perfect? Or should we be building more new features? And should we be building new features until they're perfect and really well polished before we release them? Or should we just be like launching new features really quickly, even if they're not great? Like, do we let others tell us what to do? Should we do it internally? What kind of process do we do? Do we vote up features or not? I do think this is a super complicated problem for most teams, deciding how to prioritize what to build and how to build that. What is your basic framework? What have you learned through all your research? How should companies and teams think about this?
So last year, I asked the audience of my email list, right when we were changing the name of it to Product Habit, because it used to be my personal email list and I wanted to do more and help more people and be very like focused. And so I wanted to do it about product. I really love product and all that kind of stuff. And I asked people what their number one challenge with product development is. And everyone, doesn't matter what size of company, what department, in terms of like, not department, but what category they were in, even salespeople, marketing people, everybody chimed in. And they said the number one challenge with product development that they see, obviously product people chimed in too mostly, was product prioritization and figuring out what to build and when to build it. And so I've created a whole bunch of emails on that. I actually have some form of a stage of development of a course workshop and have been doing a lot of testing on that product itself, as well as continue to ask people things and learn myself how to do this better. And because I resonate with the problem, I think we all do. It's like, what do I build next? And how do I know that it's the right thing? And that's, and again, it doesn't matter. Like, I've seen Fortune 500 companies like respond and tell me they have problems with this. I've seen the smallest startup with two founders respond and say, we don't know what to build next. And so it's a problem. It's a problem that's only getting worse too, because there's more competition and there's customers that are out there that are fickle, you know, they'll try another solution and on a whim, no matter how invested they are in yours, especially because it has this one feature that you don't have. And this is it. And the dream would be like every single thing you build is built because you know it's the right thing to build. And you also have a very good idea of the impact it's going to have on your business. And so let's work backwards from there. The big thing I learned is that people just aren't doing enough homework. And I don't mean like just one type of thing like customer development or customer research or user research and, you know, whatever the hottest trend is on like, you know, learning from your about your customers. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about like, you know, looking at your existing customer base, realizing why they love your product, looking at them and being like, well, what do you want? Right. And then looking at everyone who's signing up today and figuring out like, what do they want? And mapping those things together. Also spending the time to figure out with your own business metrics, the boring stuff, you know, your churn, your new customer growth, your signups, your retention. What is the number one problem in your business? Because honestly, if you can't figure out the number one problem in your business, you have no business at all. You won't be able to grow it. You won't be able to figure out what to prioritize. So the first lesson that I would give, and the main one and probably the only one, is go figure out what the problem in your business is. It's not about your competition or anything like that necessarily. It's all about like, what's the thing that's hurting you the most right now? And I can give an example in your case, Steli. I think in your case, based on, you know, talking to you, knowing enough about your business today, right now, your biggest push is getting more signups. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right. So, and you know, we've talked about this, like you're looking for marketing help and all that kind of stuff and hiring and all that. So it's no surprise here. And so what if, and this is where it gets super interesting. What if your product initiative were prioritized even on product in areas where you might not see the relation, but even on product were prioritized around helping you get more new signups?